This is Dr. Mejia, the name of the patient, Moira Johnson, medical records 148953, date of birth 12-20-1955, referring physician Dr. Thomas Harris, procedure performed, EGD inflexible sigmoidoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure December 21st, 2022, indications, diarrhea, bloating, abnormal PET scan showing hypermetabolism of the of the stomach gastric bypass. In the gastric pouch. Post-op diagnosis, impression one, status post-gastric bypass anatomy. Number two, normal appearing flexible sigmoidoscopy, pure paragraph. Stefan session, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Descending colon for the sigmoidoscopy, complication done immediately, medication aspirin, one anesthesia care, pure paragraph. Over the procedures for EGD template period. After EGD was done, patient was turned, rectal exam was done, showing no significant abnormalities. Pure pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced upon the descending colon without complications. Pure examination performed upon withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored on the procedure period, retroflexion performed at the rectum, pure paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, oropharynx appear normal, pure paragraph, esophagus appear normal, pure paragraph, stomach, gastric pouch appears normal. It's a small stomach remnant. Anastomosis appear normal period. Biopsy taken from antrum, from gastric body, rula H. pylori period. Jejunal loops examined appear normal period. Biopsy taken from jejunal loops, rula celiac disease period. Flexible sigmoidoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhoids. Sigmoid descending colon appear normal period. Biopsy taken from left colon, rula microscopic colitis, pure paragraph. Recommendations one, for pathology reports, number two, anterior flu measures, number three, avoid NSAIDs, number four, high fiber diet. Next number, follow up in GI procedure for 4 weeks.